DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
In on Fesco and Dusty, Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens with you here on a Monday.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A gloomy, sad Monday. Chiefs fall 20-17, 0-2 on the season. A lot of miscues. A lot of self-inflicted wounds. That's on you guys yesterday as Chiefs. You guys. Chris Jones, I don't know what's going on mentally, emotionally. Seems just a different person. Seems like he's trying too hard. Travis Kelce, life comes at you fast, man. Again, this is the bed you made. You got to sleep in it. It is what it is, right? You've got the podcast. You've got the superstar lifestyle. You've got all that. You had a huge, huge play that favored the Eagles. It went off your hands in the end zone. That is a 14-point swing. Yeah. You lose by three. Your field goal kicker misses a kick. I get it was 57, 58 yards.
So but what?
It
in never the NFL had a chance. Anymore, it's not. That's not a big deal, man. Like people are nailing 60-yarders like it's nobody's business in this league.
Yeah, it's like you can't get it right. Guys, you sound like you're making an excuse. I'm not making an excuse for Harrison Butker, but then the text line comes in and says, what was a 58-yard field goal? I don't care.
Yeah.
In Brazil, he kicked a field goal with 2.7 seconds left on the clock and just ran out there and swiped it through. I have expectations. Why? Because this is where the root of this conversation starts. The reason why people feel this way is because this team, the Chiefs, have put up expectations, deservingly so, because every year it's the AFC Championship game. We said Mahomes' shortest season is an overtime loss in the AFC Championship game. That's the shortest his seasons have ever been. Now he stares down the barrel of an 0-2 start. The first time he started 0-2 since he was in high school. The first time he's lost three in a row as a Chiefs quarterback, I believe. And now you're vulnerable. Now you've been knocked off your high horse. Now you've got to get yourself back up and you've got to figure some things out. I think we still have some answers that will be available for us in a little bit of time because we haven't seen Rashee Rice yet. Xavier Worthy is hurt. But that offensive line's got to get it polished. That defensive line's got to get polished. Secondary as well. And Travis Kelce, man, you got to figure it out because two games, you knocked out your receiver. Next game, you knocked your team out with that drop. Wow. And it's not a one-person win. It's not a one-person loss. But you can be the focus of something that causes a rift in things. And you've got to clean it up. If you have those expectations as yourself, you've got to live up to those expectations or come to the reality that we are now a different version of ourselves and it's a new time for us. And we're not that same dominant team, but we're still a damn good football team.
And that's the thing. Yeah, we're not 17-0 type of football team, but we're not 0-17 either. Are we halfway in the middle? No, we're a much better team than a 500 team here in Kansas City. But I think what we need to understand is that they're trying to win football games when they're not at 100%. And nobody can do their job when you rely on people when you're not at 100%. There are backups. There are reason guys are backups in the NFL. They're not good enough to be starters in this league, right? And so when you have backups out there that you're relying on because your two best players are out at one specific position, it's hard to make up that ground. It's hard for the quarterback. It's hard for everybody to make up that ground. However, the guys that make the money, the guys that are the faces of this franchise, the Patrick Mahomes, the Chris Jones, the Harrison Butkers, the Travis Kelce's, all four of those guys, and the head coach yesterday, all five of those guys that are the guys that we have relied on in this dynasty to do the right things, all had a rough day at the office yesterday. And that's the new version of the Kansas City Chiefs. We went from a team that was capable of overcoming mistakes to a team that now when we make mistakes, they inflict this pretty bad. And you look at the Philadelphia Eagles yesterday. Is that score indicative of the final? Probably not, because they scored two touchdowns yesterday. One coming off the missed field goal, the next possession, and one coming off the drop touchdown pass slash interception that was created by Travis Kelce. That's a 14-point swing in favor of Philadelphia. If the Chiefs do what they need to do and Butker kicks that field goal and Travis Kelce catches that reception, maybe you win that game, 24-6, and we're having a different conversation today than we did. We're talking about the defense not allowing a touchdown yesterday. We're talking about the offense clicking on all cylinders. We're talking about a win over a Super Bowl team by a score of 24-6, or maybe it's even 27-6 because you left essentially 10 points on the field at that point in time. If you win that game 27-6, if Travis Kelce catches a touchdown pass that he should have had and Harrison Butker kicks a field goal that he normally makes, You're looking at a potential win of 27-6 yesterday over the Philadelphia Eagles. And that's how quickly games change. And that's why now, if you're the Kansas City Chiefs, you can't afford to make those mistakes because you're just not able to overcome those mistakes. It's one thing if a guy like Robert Tonyan makes a mistake in a game, but we're at the point now where because of all the injuries slash suspensions that this team is facing on an offensive standpoint, the pressure is now on for Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and all of the big time players on this team to have to go out there and play mistake-free football. And that's very hard to do in life when you try to play mistake-free anything. You know what happens? You make mistakes.
It's also concerning that you just don't have a running game.
And
the text makes a good point here. 2 weeks in a row, Mahomes has been your leading rusher.
Yeah.
Your quarterback has been known to be a mobile quarterback, is having to be your rushing down guy. And it's frustrating. Kareem Hunt got two carries in a row, bang, bang, first down. It's like, okay, let's see more of that.
And then they run away from the rushing game. But I can tell you, like, that's just an Andy Reid thing. Like, we can sit here till we're blue in the face for whatever it is. But he doesn't want to do it.
Well, times are changing.
Oh, I don't disagree with you, man. Like, I don't disagree with you. We've been preaching that for a while. You've got to establish the run right now, and you've got to find a way to move the ball down the field, even if it's not resulting in points every single time. Like, you don't have to go out there and be explosive. You can go out there and be efficient from that standpoint, and they just don't do that. The problem with the running game is not that it's a bad running game per se. It's a running game that if they don't get a good, you know, chunk of yards on every single play, they go away from the running game. It's like, I feel like when you're a parent, you give your kids an opportunity to make mistakes, right? You go ahead and you do what you want to do, but when you make that mistake, then I'm going to reel this thing back in. That's kind of where I feel like Andy Reid is with the running game, and he doesn't need to be there. Like, with the running game, he's like, fine, everybody wants us to run the football. I'll run it. He'll run it. They get 2 yards. See, I told you we couldn't run. This is why I told you not to do this, right? And then he takes the running game away, whereas I think he needs to let the running game develop a little bit more and truly see what we have, because we don't know if Pacheco is any good. We don't know if these guys, they're not getting enough opportunity to truly get going through the course of a game.
And that's the thing, is where I could sit here and, you know, blame all this sort of stuff and all these sort of excuses. Where I am today is I'm putting the blame on this team. That was a leadership sort of loss.
It was.
And that's exactly what that was. Where I will sound biased and where I will sound like a homer is I do not feel bad about this team that's 0-2.
Right.
Because I look at the losses and I try to tell myself, because that's what I asked yesterday. I put it on Facebook. I put it on Twitter. I was like, do people really think that the season is over? And it's a legitimate question because they have it on Good Morning Football right now. It's the lead topic. It says the last time the Chiefs started 0-2, they went 9-7, missed the playoffs.
Right.
That was the second year of Andy Reid, 2014. Right. And I look at this and I tell myself, okay, they're 0-2, but let's divide these 0-2s. Okay, week one they lose. They could have stopped Justin Herbert. They lost by 6 points, and they were completely outmatched. Mm-hmm. And they could have stopped Justin Herbert, but Chris Jones obviously did that play at the end of the game. Leadership.
Right.
Week two. Travis Kelce, end zone, off his hands, interception, leads to a touchdown, leadership. Those are two games that you could have won if the guys that are in charge of this team played a little bit better and a little bit smarter. And they didn't. They played a little bit careless. They tried to do too much. And what happens when you try to do too much? It fails.
It fails all the time.
You got to just trust your team. You got to trust your feels. You got to just, we even tell Matt Cotrero this. Do you ever go with your gut.
Of
like all this other stuff? And I brought up the golf analogy. When you start thinking about your shot, you're like, okay, there's a south breeze. Okay, I got an 8-iron. If I hit this good, it's like, stop. Go up there, see the lie of the golf ball, see the hole, or see where you got to go. Go up there, swing, hit it. Get back to your fundamentals. Get back to having fun, because it doesn't look like this team is having fun.
Oh, they're definitely not. I can tell you they're not having fun. And if this was last year and they were playing like this, you would say, okay, the stress of the three-peat is on top of them right now. They're playing like a team that has a lot of stress and pressure on them when they're really playing with house money. I mean, at the end of the day, guys, let's not forget what this team has done for the last decade. They got a lot of house money here. They don't need to be playing tight. They don't need to be playing at this level that they're playing at right now, that's kind of costing them victories. And so they've just got to go out there and play a mistake-free game right now until they get their reinforcements coming back, and hopefully Worthy's back this week. And then you get, obviously, Rashee Rice back in week 7, and then we can truly evaluate where this team is once we get those guys back.
We'll get to Derek Johnson on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
This is Voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. He's the Chiefs' all-time leading tackler and four-time Pro Bowler.
Derek Johnson picks it. He's up the right sideline, 30-yard line, 25, and down into Washington territory. Derek Johnson.
But to us, he's our forever linebacker.
I want to be battle tested. I want to go through some adversity. I want to go through some things where you say, "Oh man, we gotta figure this out."
Here's number 56, Derek Johnson, with Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. It's Monday, 7:20 means it's DJ time. Brought to you by Community America Credit Union, member-owned, open to all. Community America Credit Union, invested in you. All right, DJ, 0-2, staring down the barrel of a winless season so far. What is the first thing that comes to mind from what you've seen in 2 weeks from these Chiefs?
Oh, man. First of all, we played two really, really good teams, and you can't ignore or negate that fact for sure. Not that we lower our standard, but we did play against some really, really, really good teams, and we just have to. We gotta figure it out. We're not in panic mode. I wouldn't say most teams would be in panic mode right now. We have a really, really good team still, and Andy Reid. Depth had been this moment in a long time, over 10 years with 0-2, but he knows how to come out of a slump, and the guy's expectation is so high for themselves, so I'm not worried about how we're going to respond. I want to get this train rolling sooner.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, and you were on that team that started 0-2 in Andy Reid's second year. You know, here in Kansas City, you know, people are all love to make comparisons to the past, and because it happened then, it has to happen now and all that kind of stuff. But what's the biggest difference between that team that was 0-2 that you're on and the team now today?
Well, you got Pat Mahomes and you got a lot of playoff wins. You got a lot of a lot more success, and you know the character of your team and how they respond and just we've won a lot since then. So this is a different 0-2 team now. 0-2 is 0-2, right? You know, it is what it is. But I don't want to get the like we're down and under, or this is not our year. No, everything is still in front of us. But sense of urgency to get a win in a win column. Sense of urgency to make a couple more plays, especially the throws that we can make when it comes to Pat. And I know his expectations are crazy high. Defensively, we actually played pretty good.
Yeah.
But I think offensively, not quite there yet. We got to figure some things out, and they will. They will for sure.
Watching the game, DJ, as we're talking to Derek Johnson here on 96.5 The Fan, one thing I've noticed a little bit is I've noticed maybe Chris Jones playing with an emotional level that I haven't seen before. Like maybe he's putting too much on his plate and expectations are somewhere that he's not meeting, and it's showing in his emotions on the field. Are you noticing any of that? Or as being a former player, do you see these vet guys maybe, you know, being too hard on themselves and it's affecting their game?
Oh man, it's hard to say. He is more animated and more emotional this year early on. But again, we're 0-2. So, maybe he is pushing a little bit when it comes to Chris Jones, but Chris Jones is a dude. He's a big dog on the field that you need to help you win. And stat wise, especially sack wise, he hadn't quite got to that point yet this year. Really, on any of the sacks for any of the rushers this year, we need more. Plays to affect the quarterback, and I'm pretty sure the rushers are more frustrated with trying to impact and affect the quarterback more, and we haven't quite done it yet, but have played really good team defense still. But this game is the ultimate team game, so you got to be able to play complementary football. And right now, as a team, we're playing pretty good, but complementary, we haven't quite jumped that. And when you play really good teams, you got to play complementary ball so you can come out with the ball at the end of the day or the end of the game on the winning side.
Well, it's interesting. A lot of people have been kind of texting me about that. I say friends and whatnot. Like, it just doesn't look like they're all playing together out there right now, playing that complimentary football. And to me, DJ, it's like we don't have the ability maybe to do that as much as we would like to, because this team is now in that era where we can't make mistakes. If we do, they get magnified. Whereas in years past, mistakes weren't that big a deal. We were able to overcome those mistakes. That's the biggest difference that I'm seeing right now.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Thank you.
I really think teams are, I think, catching up, and because we've got out in front of people the last 10 years, the last 6, 7, 8 years, we got out in front of people, and we're the standard. So everybody's been, roster-wise, been trying to catch the Kansas City Chiefs. So things are more even now, so you got to play complimentary ball even more. But we still got – I'm still on the fortunate side to be a part of a team that can figure things out. And we got really good players. We got some young guys stepping up, some new additions to the team, especially on the offense side of the ball, that I'm really excited about. But there's no panic right now. So there's no panic. But Andy Reid, I'm telling you, in 2015, not proud of it, we were 1-5, and mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my goodness, what is going on? And Andy Reid walks in and say, hey guys, we're not far off. We got to correct a few things, but I need everybody all in. And I tell you what, 9, 10 games straight after that.
That's right. People forget about that. That following year, you guys were 1-5. The Royals were winning the World Series. Nobody was really paying attention to what you guys were doing at that point. And you beat the Lions in London, and then it kind of just took off from there.
Yep.
So how did Andy keep that together?
Man, Andy is a perfectionist. So even when we're winning, Andy's working on something, and you got to know for sure he's going to be more anal on what needs to be done as far as execution-wise. It's all about execution, being able to because we're not calling the wrong plays, and we don't have the wrong players out there. We just got to execute what the coach is calling and make one or two more plays. I'm telling you, that game is a whole other game. I mean, their offense, where Jalen Hurts threw that ball up to Smith. I mean, that play right there kind of broke us a little bit. But, I got full trust in Andy. He's only been in this situation twice now in his tenure at the Chiefs. And it's going to be interesting to see how he responds.
DJ, I want to ask you before we get you out of here, what's your opinion of the Tush Push?
I hate it. I hate it. Honestly, it's like.
But why do you hate? If you played the game, you're a middle linebacker, you'd be right in the middle of all that. Like, why do you hate it?
Because it's different. It's very. And I'm on the defense side of the ball, so I'm talking from a standpoint of something that is hard to stop. Even if the Chiefs started this, I would still say, man, I just don't like it. Just for defensive-wise, a lot of people get hurt up under those fouls, and it's different. I mean, I don't like it. Like, I don't even like talking about it, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous. And now they're cheating, and they're all leaving early and lined up off sides. Like, there's really just no way to officiate this play, as we saw yesterday.
Yeah, from the quarterbacks, from the linemen, those three linemen in the front, and then you got people pushing the quarterback in the back. It's just it's one of those things where it's not real. It's not real ball. And eventually it'll be taken out at some point. I can't wait till it is.
Well, DJ, we appreciate your time, man. Got a Sunday night game this week. Bob loves Sunday night football.
He can't wait.
He loves getting up early at 4 and going to bed at midnight. So, DJ, we'll talk to you next Monday, and hopefully this team's 1-2.
No, I know. So go Chiefs.
Yes, sir.
You got it, my man.
Derek Johnson, about this tweet from, go ahead, finish up. I was going to say real quick, that is Derek Johnson there, brought to you by Community America Credit Union, member-owned, open to all, Community America Credit Union, invested in you. Take it away.
Some guy from CBS Sports, Mike Renner, tweets out, the Eagles ran 7 tush pushes yesterday. 11.7% of their offensive snaps were tush push. Remember we had the conversation last week, like only 7 offensive possessions, right, in a game. The Eagles, I think, had 8 or 9 yesterday.
And it's more like 10.
Yeah, roughly around there. Yeah. 7 may be a little bit too low, but it's not really out of the norm. But 11.7% of your plays yesterday, and you only ran it 7 times. And so, like, that tells you how few plays there really are in an NFL game, because it doesn't really appear that the tush push was only ran, 7 times. I thought it was only run 2 or 3 times yesterday,
right?
11.7, so almost 12% of the plays that they ran yesterday were the tush push.
Which is the Chiefs offense, or the Chiefs percentage of making the playoffs.
Is that what it is right now?
Well, what'd they say?
When it's like 11 point something.
Yeah, 11 that was when they got a 16-game schedule, but it was like 11.3% of teams that start 0-2 make the playoffs.
DJ, though, with a good – I totally forgot about the – I didn't forget about it, but you get so caught up after 10 years, right? You're like, oh, that's right, they did. They started that year 1-5. Like, we had written them off, and it was over. And they won 10 in a row, including that playoff game. And that was with a team that, I promise you, isn't as talented as this team is right now. Doesn't have as much veteran leadership, obviously. Doesn't have the experiences that this team has right now. That's why if you're sitting there at 0-2, I got a text from a friend yesterday. Season's over. I go, don't watch another game then. Do something else. If you think the season's over, bail.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. 1, 2, 3. One,
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Gonna be a tough one, Mac. One word today, baby. Sponsored by 0-2. What's up to you when you're 0-2?
One word, bundle of suck, dust man. All right,
hey, juice alert, please.
How is anybody checked or heard from that guy?
Oh, he's up listening.
Bink, if you're okay, text Mac only and let us know that you are okay, because Dusty and I are on the air. We just got to know that you're okay.
I'm not on the air. All right, cool. You guys go. Yeah. What?
All right, guys, one word here.
Yeah, exactly. If Bob runs one word, that'll be good.
Fine. One word on Mac standing on the sidelines yesterday.
Sexy.
With the parabolic mic.
Sexy.
Yes.
Smash. Avoided injury. Hey, I'm happy there.
Did you even get close to getting somebody?
It was kind of close. Saquon Barkley ran to the sidelines and was like, and I was like, whoo. You know, I got back pretty quick. Yeah, I was agile.
Yeah, you move faster than Saquon. That'll be the day. Yeah. You and Spectre go try out for the team.
Spectre hit 3 home runs at Kauffman Stadium on Friday, by the way.
Did he really? How far was the fence?
It was the fence.
The actual fence he
metal
did.
Metal bat, but he cleared it 3 times.
Good for him.
That's still awesome.
Yeah, man. No, that's fantastic. Yeah, that's really
Cody
cool.
Cody got it out of the infield once.
Yeah.
There we go.
But Spec had that left-handed swing, and he's just...
Was it off of Mariano Rivera or was it off of Schreiber? Was Schreiber pitching to Spectre? Because if Schreiber was pitching, he should have had 4 or 5 home runs.
Exactly. No, sidelines were cool. We can talk about that.
Yeah, we'll get to that a little bit. Because I genuinely want to hear about your experience down there. It's one of the coolest things that I think anybody would get the opportunity to do. So I want to hear all about the stories and everything that went on down on the sidelines.
This show does produce sideline reporters.
Here we go.
It really does. That is true. Yeah, when Josh retires from that job, you may be in line. Yeah.
Next. All right, one word, Chiefs Eagles yesterday.
The one word that I'm going to use is calm. Because I still think this is a good football team. Yes, they're 0-2. It does stink, but it's a lot of correctable errors, man. Like, it's not mistakes that are being made by rookies. The veteran guys are making the mistakes. They know how to fix these things. So calm. That's the way I am. Calm with this.
I don't know. Is gut check a word? Is that one word?
Yeah, I think
gut
so. Check. It's a hyphenated word. We'll ask Merriam-Webster later on today.
It's a gut check moment, right? You're seeing Chris Jones get really emotional. You're seeing Travis Kelce not be himself. He's showing what everybody wants to see that are haters. Mahomes missing targets, getting happy feet. Tom Brady talking about, he looks like he's a little nervous, not trusting things in the pocket, not doing this, which I had said from the beginning of the year that he might have that sort of trust this year. So I think it's a gut check moment. Hey, look yourself in the mirror. You're 0-2. You ain't going to get any better unless you fix yourselves. You still have Rashee Rice coming back. You'll have Xavier Worthy coming back. And then Thornton and Hollywood are then, you know, secondhand.
Yes.
Travis Kelce's not a big person in this offense that you have to lean into. You can phase him out into the progression progression of this offense. So to me, it's a gut check moment. The season is far from over. There are 15 games left. Again, win your division. Yeah, you lost to the Chargers, but win your division, you're in. Baltimore last year started 0-2. Heartbreaking week one loss, right? The toe.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They figured out a way.
And they came back. They were the 3 seed, and they lose to Buffalo, and they didn't get to the AFC Championship game. They were a 3 seed. Maybe you're not the dominating 1 seed. Maybe you're not going to flush through your division. Maybe you're not going to go undefeated through your division. But you know what? This team can still figure it out. It's a gut-checking moment yesterday.
You know, I'll go back to a line from John Sherman. It's okay to be a wild card team. You know, like you don't have to be the number 1 seed every single year. The world isn't ending if they're not the number 1 seed. And there's no reason they still can't be the number 1 seed.
A lot of the receiving core, Travis Kelce and others, wore free number 4 shirts yesterday with Rashee Rice on them. One word.
Late. like that should have been last week, maybe. I understand why they're doing it. I'm not in favor of the 6-game suspension. I thought it was very excessive, you know, by the NFL. But also, what are you gaining by doing that? The suspension is what the suspension is, you know?
Yeah, I just, I don't know. It's unintelligent. Yeah. The guy got in a wreck, put people's lives in danger. He broke the law. He didn't do right. And now it's unintelligent. Stick with the, you know, in Spags we trust, or yep. Andy's our guy, or,
right, yeah.
You know, Evermore, Travis and Taylor. That makes sense. Free Rice, that's unintelligent. It's not a good look, and it's quite frankly, it's dumb.
Yep.
If I'm being honest.
No, I agree. I would say optics.
Like, what are we doing? Terrible optics. I don't understand why that was pertinent for yesterday.
It's like when the Pouncey brothers wore like Free Hernandez hats. I'm like, dude, this guy committed murder.
That guy committed murder. Yeah,
what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Yep. Free Rice? This guy got in a car wreck and let a bunch of people in danger and then fled the scene. Like, come on.
Yeah.
It's not like he. Yeah. No.
He's serving out his consequence.
He is. Do you agree with the consequence? Probably not, but. Don't break the law
and there won't be a consequence.
Well, that's the thing, too. I mean, but you can't. I don't know. It just wasn't a great look yesterday.
Yeah.
Wasn't a good look for Cincinnati Bengals yesterday either when their quarterback went down. Burrow could be out for the season. They're saying 3 months for surgery.
Well, that's the season, bro, right?
Well, it's not. It's December. He'd be back by playoffs.
They got to hang around.
Yeah, and I think that's unrealistic.
So what's Bailey Zappe doing?
From what I've heard from other people that know more about this, not Twitter doctors, actual people. I don't think 3 months is realistic, but either way,
three months is too short.
Really.
Yeah, have you guys ever had turf toe? I was just telling Dusty I had it.
I'm not an athlete.
It burns. Like I had it. It's a burning sensation.
Did you get it from like running on a treadmill?
No, I got it when I was playing in high school.
Oh yeah.
It burns. And you play through it at that level. It wasn't that big a deal.
It was fine.
I can't imagine what it's like now though. But it's a painful injury. I hate the word turf toe because people think that's something that's
simple. Yeah.
You essentially busted your toe, man. Like, and you got to deal with that thing. So, look, if you lose your starting quarterback in the NFL, my one word is next year. And you know, because you're not going to do anything with a backup. Now, if this Browning-Nagel goes out there and plays well, you have to start to wonder, is Joe Burrow the answer there in Cincinnati, or is he good because of the weapons around him? That'll be a real interesting case study because that Browning-Nagel guy started a couple of years ago, and they were in the playoff hunt up until they came here to Kansas City.
I would say my one word would be worrisome. I mean, paid a lot of money to those offensive weapons, and the guy that's supposed to orchestrate that band is always injured. Like, I'm sorry, that is Joe Burrow's narrative. He is always injured.
Always.
Yep. Always injured Joe Burrow. Yeah.
And it's worrisome, man, because, like, you paid Joe, you paid Chase, you paid T. What's going to happen now, man? Like, if he's constantly – it's worrisome. It really is. It's really worrisome for me because I'd like to see what that smart-ass Drew Nixon's face looks like this morning. I know they're 2-0. But boy, would you rather be 0-2 and have your entire roster or be 2-0 and your quarterback's out 3 to 4 months?
Well, there's no question, especially with our roster getting healthier. You know, you just lost. I don't care that you're 2-0. You just lost your quarterback.
He's had surgery.
Right.
On his toe.
3 months is, I mean, again, that's a painful injury. So I wouldn't wish that thing on anybody.
We don't have Richard of the Week till Friday, so I put it in one word. One word on Ken Rosenthal.
Richard. Yeah. I retweeted the video. If you haven't seen it on X yet,
go watch it.
He's at a water celebration at the end of a game. He falls over the cameraman and then mean mugs the cameraman and doesn't help him up. Like, total douchebag move by Kevin Rosenthal.
He looks like Shock O'Clock. Let's get the mucking. He looks like that guy in the video. I'm like, why is he's so misproportioned?
And he's so tight. Like, he's shorter than Matt.
It's Shock O'Clock.
And he mean mugged that guy like he was some nobody.
Yeah. Shook his head after, like, oh, idiot, my way.
You know, my mother always used to tell
do
me.
Do something, dude. I dare you.
It's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. And I learned that as a kid from my mother. I think it's wise words to live by. And it's also something that I really learned from Ryan Lefevre, too. And that's the first person that I thought of, because Ryan is such a great person and knows, like, everybody's name and every job in the stadium and who everybody is and all about their families. And that tells you what kind of person he is. And then you see this Ken Rosenthal thing where, like, this cameraman's trying to get the video of this. Rosenthal backs up to avoid the water, falls over the cameraman, and then stands over him like he just scored a touchdown on him.
What was that guy's name? Like Mustafa? Is that the guy Mahomes ran over last year for the? Yes. That's what he looked like after he did it. Like,
yeah, like, and he did the Superman with the swipe down the front, and then like gave him another dirty look. Like, who the hell are you? You're a baseball dork, man.
BBL stinky.
Like, just be nice to people. Like, oh my god, I fell over him. Help that man up who was on the back like a turtle. You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
You know who does know what they're talking about? Somebody that was on the sidelines yesterday. That's right. He brought grass back from the field and smoked it. That's Mac Morey on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Morning, Kansas City. This is Trey Smith, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Here on Fesco and Dusty on a Monday morning. Sun's up. Everybody smile, relax, take a deep breath.
Beautiful out today.
Let's all exercise.
I want to exercise so bad today. Like, I can't wait to leave here and go to the J and work out today.
It's going to be fine.
I need an exercise session bad.
You could just wait for Tuesday.
I could, but I don't think I can.
You just want to win, Jim.
Yeah.
Right. Think about how people are feeling in Denver. Guy missed the field goal. They had that stupid rule where you can't lean over people or jump over people. Penalty. Get back out there, Indianapolis. Kick the field goal. Game over.
Why doesn't that rule work for the tush push?
Yeah, exactly.
You know? It's going to be an interesting – it's going to be – we don't have ESPN on in here. We have NFL Network, which I'm good with, because I think today ESPN is going to be one of those productions that's going to make me want to drink and drink a lot. And it's going to kill a lot of my brain cells today. So I'm going to try to avoid ESPN for most of the day, because they weed, booze, and ESPN, three things that kill your brain cells. I've said that now for a couple weeks. I'll continue to say it. But I'm sure they're going to have you talk about the tush push. Not you talk about it, but people talk about the tush push all day. I do think now, after yesterday's game and the way that it was isolated and all the video evidence that was out there, I think you're going to have to change this in the offseason now, because as you mentioned earlier, and it's a brilliant point by you, and I love the fact that you brought it up this way, it's you can't officiate it properly. And I think that's a great way to look at it. And you had a great look at it yesterday. You were on the sidelines.
Yeah,
how many packets of smelling salts were down there yesterday? Did you see a lot of those down there?
You did. See,
it's eye-opening when you see all that over the field.
Where were they, Zins?
We did see some Zins.
Yeah. Saw some Zinny Bobways.
Saw some from the special teamsers. Yep, the punters and the kickers, bored. The long snappers.
Jake Elliott's out there popping velos.
They're walking around a lot. I think they just they got to keep their adrenaline up, because they know they're not doing a lot. So they're walking around. They're stretching. They're putting a velo in. They're stretching. They're going to kick again. Now we're snapping. Hey, it's third down. It could be fourth down. Let me snap. Let's practice the punt.
Spearmint.
Oh, yeah.
We had a conversation about the velos and the Zins over the weekend, and it's a good point, because our friends from Italy were town. He's rolling his own cigarettes, right? And nice. It's pure tobacco. And everybody's like, oh, that's pure tobacco. The chemicals are out. They're like, and so Ralph is like, yeah, so I'm on Zins now. And now the dentist and doctors are telling me Zins are chemicals. Go back to chewing tobacco, because that's better, because it's more natural. natural than the sins. He's like, what are we supposed to do anymore, right? Like, no matter what we do, it's no good for us. So smelling salts and zins all over the sidelines gets us to you being down there. So could you see this stuff going on down there, like the actual movement of the linemen early, or is that just because we slowed it down?
Yeah, slowed it down. Yeah, I couldn't see. I mean, I wasn't watching for that either specifically. Maybe if I keyed in, all right, I'm going to stare at the center and at the football, maybe, but I was trying to watch so many different things because it's just a million things right in front of you. I mean, it was really cool, you know, when they're on our side, or I guess I was on the right side, if you're staring at the field from your 50-yard line vantage point of view, Bob. And Saquon, I got a picture of Saquon Barkley standing like a foot in front of me getting ready to go into the game. I just kind of dropped my mic real quick and pulled out my phone. I was like, all right, this is too cool, because he was just standing in front, like right in front of me for like the longest time. But
see, I figured you'd be like Charlie Irsay Gordon down there with the team taking notes on the performance of how the team's doing.
That's pathetic. That's got to stop.
That's too much.
That's really got to stop. If you're the owner and you're on the sidelines with a headset taking notes.
I did bring a good
I'd
job
quit.
Card.
I would quit if I was the coach. I honest to God would quit. If I'm the coach and the GM, the owner's doing this, that's worse than Jerry Jones.
I did write a good job card for Howie, though.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
good.
A little thank you card for him.
I did see you hug him down
yes,
there. I actually did see our guy Sean Barber go up to Howie Roseman, give him a
did
big
you?
Bro hug on the sideline. Barber shop, I'm calling you out.
Wow.
No, you're his buddy. I get it. I'm kidding. I'm busting. But I did see Sean down there.
No, that's fun.
I like that. But no, what did you take away from being down there? Tell it all of us what it was like to be on the sidelines, for because I've only been down on the sidelines in Denver. They let you down like 2 minutes to go before.
Yeah.
And I know what that was like, for 2 minutes being in the end zone, seeing a game up close. Completely different experience of a football game, and you realize what's going on down there that you don't get even from sitting in the front row of the stadium.
Yeah, exactly. It was insane, the amount of moving pieces. Not only you can talk about for the football team, right? There's so many different moving parts for them. Coaches over here, guys warming up over here, and all to make things work, to be on time, to execute a play properly. You have no idea the a million things they're having behind the scenes. And then just for the TV portion of it, I mean, Fox obviously was on the game, so they had their national camera moving from side to side and their whole big crew. I mean,
did you make sure to stay out of Gronk's way, like at the Super Bowl?
Oh, man, I actually really did think about that, because they did walk past me in the concourse, and I veered left. I'm like, all right, let's get out of their way.
Don't let Kent Rosenthal.
Yeah, that Jeez. Rosenthal was there. He'd knock you down.
But it's cool, man. It was adrenaline, man. Exhilarating. There's just so many things happening. The play's going. Got to get to the right side. It was cool. It was awesome.
I am kind of surprised you didn't take the shoes and socks off and be one with the universe on the field.
Like, probably would have been more comfortable that way.
Yeah, my back hurts, man.
I can imagine. I mean, I'm sure your arms are burning today from holding that. Yeah, you've got both arms out the entire time holding this thing. And then you drop it. Like, you got a good workout, I bet, arm-wise
yesterday.
I still need to go to the gym, though.
Did they find you on TV? Do you have family members? They're like, there's Mac.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. I saw you.
Oh,
I was like,
that's great.
Yeah,
so, okay, cool. That's sick.
To kind of wrap up your experience, I think every fan in the NFL should have to experience a football game sober on the field like you do, or Josh does, or anybody that's down there that's not part of the team, because you will understand, oh, this is what goes on during a game. So I think it was a good learning experience from you to see, okay, it's easy to sit back on your TV and watch this stuff, but what's going on down on the sidelines is a jailbreak for 3 hours, basically. I mean, it is just a constant just. And then the biggest thing that I took away from the limited times that I've been down there and being again in the end zone, how fast the game is.
Yes.
How fast these players really are,
yeah,
and how big and strong and fast they are. And we sit in the stands, we watch on TV, we think this is such an easy game, and then you get down there on the sidelines, and it's all hell breaking loose for 3 hours, man. It really is, right?
Oh, absolutely it is.
To me, the most polarizing thing is when you see what the red area is, 20 yards and in, you're like, that's actually a lot of ground.
Exactly,
like,
20
yards into the end zone. Like, obviously, it's 30 yards if you count the end zone, but you're like, man, that's to think about, like, when you see it from the TV, which is like you see it from a different perspective yesterday. You see it from the TV, you're like, come on, guys, 20 yards.
Yeah,
and you get down the field, and you're like, it's over there.
It's actually a good amount of
space. What was your biggest, like, holy bleep moment, like, that you didn't realize or you took away?
Obviously just the sheer size of them is always, I mean, we're around those guys, but then see them in the pads. And Jordan Davis is a mountain. I mean, he's a mountain. But I would say my biggest takeaway was, the Eagles coaching staff, they do personify Nick Sirianni and his personality. They are cocky. They are a-holes. Like, they personify, and whether I think it's a I don't like it, but I think they, it's a good thing. That is their culture.
That's their aura.
Is who they are.
Yeah.
Yep. When the Chiefs got a call that they every coach, what the hell? Oh, they always do that. Like literally, like they're like that. They're complaining. Yeah. They're whining. When the game was over, but it wasn't over, when it was like third down and inches for the 2 minute warning, they just needed another game. Another inch to end the game. Coach over there, fat lady singing, boys, don't worry about it. It's all over. And that was even before that play. Like they're very cocky, and they have a right to be right now. But so the coaches, pissed me off.
The coaches were talking trash on the Chiefs.
Oh yeah, dude. Oh yeah.
Yeah. They really look. I'll say I don't like them. I don't like their fans. But and the fans don't like Sirianni. I don't think at times. But Sirianni is one of them. He's like the perfect representation.
Yeah, he is.
Of that city and of that fan base. And the fact that their coaches were talking trash on the Chiefs is something that we need to talk more about. Because that'll fuel the fire.
Oh,
I'm
were.
Sure.
No, they
and,
were.
And whatnot. But
you could tell they didn't take us seriously.
Yeah. That
I'm serious. I'm not even saying that.
They didn't take the Chiefs seriously going into that game.
No.
But I will say this, as much as I hate Nick Sirianni and everything around, at least they are who they are.
Yeah.
And they're not faking and trying to be something that they're not.
Agreed.
This is who I am. This is my personality. This is what I'm about. You're either going to embrace me or you're not, and I don't care.
Yep. Yep. I love it, man. Be the heel. Be the evilness that everybody wants to beat, because when it's great, Sirianni's great. When it gets bad, like, that dude was getting fired last year.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, the end of the year, yeah, they were talking about fight. Yeah. Now everybody's like, oh, we love him. Big Dom.
Give him a week. Give him a week. They lose a game next week or something like that. They'll want him fired in Philadelphia.
Yep. I'm Big Dom, and I'm endorsed by Oasis Tanning.
Yeah, but I don't know that there's a coach that personifies their fan base more than Nick Sirianni does. Like it's like they went to South Philly Central Casting, found that guy, and threw him out there. And, you know, it works, and it works in that town.
They fall in line, man. The coaches are like, okay, cool. That's the way we are. We're pompous. We're rude. Yeah. We think we own the place, and they do.
They do. They're Super Bowl
and
champs.
Right, they do.
And
right
they
now
walk
they do.
Around like they do because they do.
Well, on the other side, we'll get to the script. And
oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us. You can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
how wrong we were, but how right Mac was. He tried to tell us. We didn't listen. We refused, but he tried to tell us. Even pissed my stepmother off. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Trent McDuffie, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Well, this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.